Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Go-Givers Are the Winners. I just finished reading a great book written by a longtime friend, Bob Berg, along with co-author John David Mann. The title is Go-Givers Sell More, and it hits the bookstore shelves today. While the book is primarily designed for those in the sales industry, its core lesson is universal. To succeed in the business world, you must be someone who brings value to the lives of others before expecting anything in return. This concept embodies a fundamental shift in the mentality of salespeople who market products and services, as well as our approach to marketing our own personal services. I am always turned off when people try to pitch me on things without first trying to build a relationship with me or to learn if what they're marketing is something I desire. In today's world, we want to do business with people we like and trust, people who have first shown an interest in us and the things that are important to us. So how can we make this shift in thinking work to our advantage? The answer is simple. We must focus on building meaningful relationships and in putting the interest of others before our own. According to Bob and John, each of us have a circle of influence of about 250 people. Therefore, each time we build a new relationship, we are expanding our sphere of influence by 250 people. Here's an example to illustrate the power of this point. This last week, a friend called to tell me that his company was looking for a sales VP in the Orlando area and asked if I knew of anyone. As I considered potential candidates, there was one person who stood out in my mind. His name is Greg Carrilla. Greg is a perfect example of a go-giver. He is someone who has been intentional about building a relationship with me and in offering me value. Here are five simple things that Greg has done to make himself stand out. First, he was very friendly in all of our communications and showed an interest in me. I hate to say it, but he showed more of an interest in me than I did in him. Second, he went out of his way to help a mutual friend get a job, which I found very impressive in a world filled with people focused on selfishness. Third, he sent me a direct message through Facebook complimenting me on the Little Things Matter fan page soon after it was launched. And fourth, a few weeks later, he sent me a message to let me know that he had recommended the Little Things Matter fan page to all of his friends. Putting his credibility on the line by recommending the fan page was a great compliment. And last, his consistent positive communication prompted me to learn more about him. I reviewed his profile, photos, and posts on both LinkedIn and Facebook, and unlike 95% of the people that provide their personal information on social media and business networking sites, Greg has built a positive online brand. Primarily based on these five things, I put my credibility and reputation on the line, which I seldom do, and recommended him to my friend. Greg is a perfect example of why go-givers are the winners. He has been intentional about building meaningful relationships with people, and by doing so, he has expanded his sphere of influence to thousands of people. And who knows, perhaps by building a relationship with me, a new career opportunity will open for him. Let me challenge you to begin to think like a go-giver and be conscious about building meaningful relationships and bringing value to others before expecting anything in return. As Zig Ziglar has said, you can get anything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.